A 24-hour sampling effort at Monroe County's Bean Blossom Bottoms last month is yielding valuable information about the nature preserve. Reporter Sarah Vaughn has the story.
Got a whirligig beetle.
Yeah, we got whirligig beetles.
And diving beetles.
Sharla Raplagel and Amelia Smith get excited about bugs, and a recent bioblitz at the Bean Blossom Bottoms Nature Preserve gave the Purdue University entomology graduate students a lot to get excited about.
Here, do you want to see this beetle?
A beautiful blue-green native tiger beetle perched on Sharla's fingertip glistens in the sun. It's an insect the women describe as a pretty fierce predator. The students were among more than 70 researchers from multiple universities, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, who conducted 24-hour sampling across the preserve's 700-plus acres. The BioBlitz has provided a snapshot of the wetland's biodiversity and gives researchers and land managers a baseline to build on to inform land management at the preserve.
We've already started to guide some of our management decisions based on some of these surveys, not just the BioBlitz, but the BioBlitz was a great one because it could cover such a broad range of species in such a large area.
That's Sycamore Land Trust land manager Chris Fox. When the Blitz started, he was eager to see if the preserve was home to the endangered Kirtland's snake, a small snake the Land Trust describes as a reclusive and nocturnal species that spends most of its time underground. Fox says they were surprised to find one inside a trap set in a foot of water, an unusual place for a snake believed to prefer moist open meadows or wet prairies.
In the instance of the Kirtland snake being a state endangered species and one that seems to be struggling in all areas that it occurs, we definitely want to try to make some management decisions that might benefit that species and hopefully either keep it on our preserves or maybe even help it expand a bit, especially a species that's so dependent on wetlands and there's so few wetlands.
Knowing the Kirtland's snake is there, Fox says some areas that were opened up by a tornado a few years back now may be kept open. The preserve is home to more than one threatened or endangered species, for example, the Indiana bat and the American bittern. It's also home to the recently discovered Cypress firefly. The species was discovered in 2017 and first documented at the preserve in 2019. It's only been seen in three other states, and scientists want to learn more about its habits and distribution. Fox says Bean Blossom Bottoms is the farthest north the species has been seen, and that's an important piece of information surveys like the BioBlitz help document. It's especially important in a time when the planet is warming and the species could be forced to move their territories.
They got to the point where the species was on the brink and they needed sites further north, and knowing more about what's going on at Bean Blossom could be really critical to survival.
Fox predicts it could take a year for full results to come out of the Bean Blossom Bottoms BioBlitz. So far, researchers have identified 300 plant species, including a colorful, low-growing zigzag iris not previously identified at the preserve, plus about 20 snake species and more than 50 bird species, a good number, Fox says, given the count was taken post-migration. Fox expects lots of spiders and beetles, such as the ones Raplagel and Smith found. A full insect tally, though, is still to come. For WFIU News, I'm Sarah Vaughn.